And so the voice that I would hear in my ear would be relative to the device that this instrument was paired to. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Is the problem with the voices that are going through your mind, that are sabotaging your strength, sucking you dry of your joy, and causing you to lose your confidence in what you know good and well God called you to do? Is it possible that you have been prepared to the wrong device? Is there something that's going on in your mind today? I'm just asking, because when I read the passage, you were like, this is a weird one, Pastor. Is it really? Or is it a picture that Peter, even though he wasn't prepared to raise a dead girl, he wasn't prepared to go to Cornelius's house, he wasn't prepared to speak to a centurion in Acts chapter 10, that he was prepared? I think it's possible. I think it's possible that although you don't feel ready for this season of your life, that although you feel alone in this season of your life, that although you feel you don't have the skills that it takes for this step of faith that God has given you, that although you feel like you're the wrong one for the job, I think it's possible that God has been preparing you for the exact assignment that you are designed to accomplish. I will fulfill it. Say it out loud. I will fulfill it. If it's for me, it will be. And that's why I want you to disconnect from every device that is not a part of your destiny. Every voice, every website, every social media app, everything you play on your head in a loop and you call it your truth. It's not your truth. You are in a trance, baby. You are in a trance of thinking, this is the way I have to be. This is who I've always been. This is how the world is. This is how every teenager is. Not every teenager, baby. You hadn't met me yet. I'm full of the Holy Ghost and fire, and I'm baptized, and I'm bold, and I'm born again, and I'm fired up, and I'm prepared. All right, I'll do it. The Lord said, I got to tell you about David. He saw Goliath. What could prepare you for Goliath? Oh, I killed a lion. Oh, I killed a bear. Oh, I got a slingshot. Now when I hook up this instrument to this device, when I hook up this experience with this challenge, sometimes you forget what you've got. Yeah. And sometimes you remember where you've been. And sometimes that's a good thing. But sometimes you have memorized a menu that is no longer available to you. Can I preach this thing, y'all? I gotta get you ready for the summer. Yeah, I got to get you ready for the summer. Everybody's trying to get a beach body. I'm trying to get you a beach spirit. The biceps won't help you whenever all hell breaks loose in your family. None of that going to matter a bit. But what matters, because we're talking about food. But God is using the food. If you thought this passage was actually about food, you need to read it again through the lens of the Holy Spirit. Peter did. He's up there hungry. And you know, whenever you're hungry, everything looks good. Isn't that the truth? Ask Esau how good a bowl of beans will look when you're hungry. And that's why some people date the wrong people. Okay, verse 10. He became hungry. Eating stuff you never would have ate. Well, he became hungry and he wanted something to eat. And while the meal, okay, verse 10, this is so good. You guys see this? You guys see it? Verse 10. And while the meal was being prepared, what was being prepared? Put it in the comments. What was being prepared? The meal wasn't the only thing being prepared.
Peter was being prepared. And part of that preparation process was an unpairing. An unpairing with this past. The Spirit of God confirmed to me so many times through our worship experience today when we were singing, and I'm sorry for all of you didn't get to hear all the songs. Everything we sang today was a confirmation of what he gave me to preach. It was like it was paired together. And one of the things that you may not have seen on the surface was, there was a video for my wife's birthday and people were saying, thank you, Pastor Holly, thank you, Pastor Holly, thank you, Pastor Holly, for the words you've spoken, and I thought it was appropriate. And although we do not praise men, we praise God who gives us men and women as gifts. And so it was right that they celebrated you, but it wasn't that they celebrated you that touched me. It was what they called you, Pastor Holly. Because it took me back to the memory of the time that you said, I will never marry a pastor. She said that. Now you is one. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Simon would have never seen himself as a shepherd, but Jesus called him Peter and said, feed my sheep. God was preparing. Preparing. Jews and Gentiles, it was prepared. And God needed somebody who was an official apostle to knock down that barrier officially and get the gospel to the Gentiles. And I'm glad he did, because I am a Gentile. And I'm glad that the gospel didn't stop with what Peter thought about it. He's preparing me. He's not just preparing a meal. He's preparing me. Are you so focused on the meal that you don't even see the mission? Are you so focused on this day's needs, this day's inconvenience, this season's hunger, this season's annoyance? Like, it is so typical for me to get so irritated so that I will miss something that could have been a miracle because of something as small as an irritation. And I thought it significant on our last week of the Ghostwriter series to talk about how sometimes the greatest things that God brings into our life are off menu. They are not things, when I say menu, I'm talking about how you expected him to use you. I'll never be a pastor's wife. Cool. I'll just make you a pastor. And then you'll have to be a pastor's wife. I'll never be free. You say, well, God says, good. I'll just give you the blood of Jesus and I'll declare you righteous and I'll set you free. And if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. I just do what I want to do. You can't call unclean what God has called clean. That's what he told Peter. Because we look at the passage and we see a bunch of characters, right? There's this guy, and I didn't get to tell you about him, but this guy, Cornelius, he's amazing. He's amazing. He's over 100 soldiers. He is very, very faithful. He's not a believer. He's not a Jew. He's not circumcised. He's not, definitely not a Christian yet, but God wants to give him the Holy Spirit. So one day he's praying at 3 p.m., and this is amazing, because while he's praying at 3 p.m. one day, God is already preparing him with somebody who's going to be praying at noon the next day. But that's beside the point, because while you are praying about stuff, God is preparing stuff. And don't worry if you don't see what he's preparing, because he was praying 30 miles away. Don't stop praying just because you don't see proof. The proof might be on the way while you're praying. So Cornelius sees an angel. Now, Peter didn't see an angel. Peter heard a voice and saw a sheet. Now, I think one of the reasons for that is that he had had 3 years with Jesus. And when he called him Lord and said, I can't do this, he knew the voice, because he was prepared. Because one thing, and I'll leave this illustration alone after this, even if it was paired, if I left it back there, it would be too distant to pick it up. That's why you got to stay close to God in your heart throughout the day. For it to connect, it must be close. God didn't leave you. You left him in your heart. Do not leave Jesus in this church today when you leave. You have the Holy Spirit. He goes with you. This is a moving menu. Yeah. This is like a faith food truck. It's going to show up wherever you need it this week. It's going to show up wherever you need it this week. Boy, I needed it yesterday. I was about to road rage real bad on somebody. And that relationship with Jesus has Peter so familiar that even though he does not recognize what God is showing him, because he sees a sheet with animals and he's not supposed to eat them, and I don't know. And isn't that how most of our life feels? Honestly, it's not so clear always. If the Bible had a verse, should I let my aging parent move in with me, or should I provide them with a nursing home? And if I provide them with a nursing home, how will I pay for it? Because I don't have any money anyway. If the Bible gave you an exact verse about that, but it says, my God will supply all your needs, it does not go into that level of detail. The detail in this passage is fascinating. How Peter sees this sheet, and the Lord tells him something about food. But he is using the food, check this out, to show Peter his future. And what he is saying to Peter, he's saying to you and I. God is saying, just because it's not on your menu doesn't mean it's not on mine. Just because you don't think I can do it doesn't mean it's not already happening. Just because you don't see a way that it would turn around at this stage doesn't mean that it's not already halfway turned.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.